Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Tech stocks are turning diversified portfolios upside down.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Financial advisors have been saying for the longest time that if you invest in the market through funds, it's best to buy different types of funds to achieve a diversified portfolio. A big problem with this strategy has been the increasing prevalence of tech stocks and a whole different bunch of funds, be they growth funds or low volatility funds. It means that if tech stocks sell off, which they did for a few days recently after a huge run-up, it could leave one's entire portfolio exposed to volatility, as in a big decline. Joining us is the Wall Street Journal's Chris Dietrich. So, Chris, in a nutshell, is the problem basically that Apple is everywhere, Alphabet is everywhere?
It's really interesting. What's happened is these big tech stocks, Apple, Google, Microsoft, have grown to the point where they can be all things to all people.
Yeah.
So an Apple, for instance, first of all, let's just take a step back. As the biggest company in the world, this is going to be the number one holding in say, like an S&P 500 fund, any of these index funds. In addition to that, since it's growing profits so well, expectations for the new iPhone are so high, you're going to find this in growth funds. But because its valuation is actually lower than the market, you'll find it in value funds. And that's been true for a long time. And what we did, though, is we looked at sort of this newer crop of fund types, and they'll search the market. In addition to fundamentals, they'll sort of search for traits, right? So you've seen this rise of prevalence of low volatility funds, for instance, or more recently, things called momentum, the idea being these stocks that have risen very sharply will continue to rise. And it says a really interesting snapshot into what's going on in this market is you'll find an Apple in both a low volatility and a momentum fund and a value fund and a growth fund and a value fund, right? So it's like the traits of these big companies literally mean that you'll find them increasingly everywhere.
And high percentages of Apple in each of these funds.
Yeah, that's
relatively high.
No, that's right. I mean, most of these funds have different methodologies, but a really interesting one to look at is one of the first, most popular S&P 500 low volatility funds. And basically what it does, it's very simple. It just takes the 100 S&P 500 stocks that have sort of swayed the least over the past year and puts them in the portfolio. And if you just look at what technology's representation in this ETF has done over the past year, it's gone from a relatively tiny slug, maybe less than 3%, to almost 12% over the course of the year. And that's because these sort of go-go tech stocks are known for big growth, but also somewhat some volatility. And unusually, over the past year, is the big gains that we've seen in these tech stocks have come with unusually low volatility, which sort of feeds on itself. But again, it can be a problem if they're everywhere in every single kind of fund that you own.
Talk about factor-based investing strategies.
Sure. And forgive me, because these are going to be a lot of buzzwords, but this is really what's sort of hot right now in the fund industry. And what factor-based investing means is these are academically robust evidence that there are ways to beat the market over time with things like persistently buying and holding value, persistently buying and holding stocks with low volatility characteristics or that are consistently profitable. And what fund companies try to do is basically scrape things that are found in academic research and bundle them into an index. And this is sort of counterintuitive, I think, to people sometimes, is because you think of index as passive. But these are actually active strategies.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. But you'll see these things increasingly, low volatility, momentum. You'll see the word quality thrown around a lot. And so there again, because Apple is all things to everyone, you're going to find, big pieces of Apple in almost every different kind of fund out there.
I'm speaking with Chris Dietrich of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Chris, according to the story, and I hope I have this right, stocks like Apple are also a big factor in funds, these basket-type funds called exchange-traded funds, ETFs, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. So, exchange-traded funds have similar traits to mutual funds, but you trade them intraday like stocks, and they're sort of the very hot trend in the fund industry. They have tax inefficiencies, and they're often very cheap in terms of management fees and so forth. The sort of ETFs 2.0, I would say, in recent years are these a little bit more complex strategies that aim to, I would say, beat the market or deviate from it in some way, rather than just the S&P 500 gives you a slice of the market. And so here again, it's the likes of Apple has shown up prevalently in a lot of these different funds that are growing very quickly. There's more than $600 billion collectively in these kinds of funds, all of which operate a little bit differently, but seek out traits that the likes of Apple and Microsoft exhibit.
Now, did I hear you say that a big problem here is that Apple and other tech stocks have soared during a period of relatively low volatility?
So it's interesting because, is it a problem? I think it's like a window into an unusual reality in this market where the products aren't necessarily flawed in their design per se, but a problem I think that investors will run into is given how unusual it's been. The markets have been so quiet over the past 6 months in particular. This year is shaping up to be one of the least volatile years in terms of just day-to-day fluctuations of the S&P 500. And a study recently from one of the big banks found that actually the five biggest technology stocks out there, if they were broken off as their own group of stocks, are the least volatile out there, despite the fact that many of them are up 30% this year. And so that's great if you own them, but increasingly these funds that seek out exactly those characteristics are adding them. And so it sort of raises the worry that no matter what kind of fund you're in, tech is going to be there perhaps at the exact time that's becoming a crowded trade and so potentially vulnerable to a big reversal.
Well, what's going to change this trend if these group of tech stocks fall precipitously?
Yeah, and they don't necessarily even have to fall precipitously, but you have a bout of volatility like we had earlier this month. Apple, Google, Microsoft fairly abruptly had a terrible week last week. They were down more than 3% each, which, again, in the grand scheme isn't terrible. But what we could start to see in the months ahead is these strategies that have gradually added them reformulate the way that they calculate what their holdings are, and they'll start to sell them. So exactly the forces that sort of bought them incrementally on the way up, as soon as you sort of hit a bump in the road, there's increasing volatility or there's some fundamental event with the companies, they'll be sort of systematically reduced, forcibly sold from these funds. And so sort of, you've heard this before, right? But what goes up is, comes down.
Right.
So that's the worry.
Wall Street Journal reporter Chris Dietrich, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be here.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.